This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail.
And the city of New Orleans.
All along the southbound Odyssey.
Steve Goodman, a writer on that too. And he was born in 1948. Also wrote Go Cubs Go, but I don't mention that. I'm a White Sox fan. But you may have heard Go Cubs Go a time or two during the Cubs' run to the World Series championship a couple of years ago. Steve Goodman wrote that one, too. But, yeah, City of New Orleans wrote that one, which was a big hit for Arlo Guthrie and a few other artists out there covering City of New Orleans. Steve Goodman, born in 1948 and died young, 1984. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Joining us now on the phone lines, Alan Sachs, professor of political science at the University of Texas, Arlington. Alan, thanks for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show again.
That's one of the great songs. I just love it. The City of New Orleans. That's wonderful.
See, I love it when it works out, when the guests like the music. That's perfect.
I like it all. In fact, I wish I could comment more on the musical selection. They're all good.
Fantastic. We're hoping for, we got good stuff on Friday on the GDP numbers, 4.1%, which many critics of the president and his policy said could not be done. Now, we did see a few quarters of 4% growth under President Obama. I think at some point it was 5.1%, but not sustained and not over a lengthy period of time. What do you think here? Is the president right? Is Larry Kudlow right? Are others right? Can we sustain this 4% growth?
I hope so. And in fact, it looks like a lot of employers believe that we're going to, because the unemployment rate is now so very low, they're willing to disregard college degrees. I say hurrah for that. That is terrific. You know, hire people based on their merits and not necessarily all the degrees that they have. So a lot of employers, I understand, especially in the Dallas area and other places, are now hiring people just on their merits. That sounds like pretty good to me. And I think it really has come about because of this very low unemployment we have, along with the great numbers in the economy across the board.
When we look at, unemployment is very low right now. The economy seems to be rolling along. When you see the president's, we talk about trade wars and tariffs and all these things being implemented. I saw something this morning about meat piling up at some locations here in the U.S. because markets are having a tough time getting to it because of those tariffs. Will these tariffs end up being a good thing? Will these tariffs perhaps harm economic growth?
Boy, it depends on what economists you talk to. But what President Trump wants to do, and I don't know if he can accomplish it or not, is, and he said this, move toward no tariffs whatsoever and no quotas across the board. So what he's doing, he's sort of threatening other countries, unless you lower things across the board, your tariffs, your quotas, we're going to get tough. And it's a big gamble, because a lot of economists, a lot of major Republican donors are backing away. For example, the Koch brothers, I understand, KOCH, big donors to Republican and conservative causes, are now becoming very lukewarm about that, primarily because of tariffs that they believe are going to hurt the economy more than help it. But President Trump is still sticking to it. He also wants to give $12 billion to farmers that he believes could be hurt by his own tariff policy. So, and then that's where he got a lot of support in rural America. Mm-hmm. So I think he has to tread very carefully on this one.
Yeah, Larry Kudlow was on CNN over the weekend and said the president wants no tariffs, period.
Across the board, that's right.
But things have to happen to get to that point.
That's right. That's the big question.
Yeah, I think the quicker we get there, the better it likely will be. Alan Sachs with us here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Trump tweet yesterday, story this morning in the New York Times, GOP faces another midterm threat as Trump plays the shutdown card. President saying via Twitter, quote, I would be willing to shut down government if the Democrats do not give us the votes for border security, which includes the wall. Do you feel this is a serious threat with the president shut down the government this close to the midterms?
I do. I think he's willing to risk it. He knows the media is going to pound him anyway, so he's going all out for a strong immigration bill. He wants to get rid of the lottery system, wants to get rid of what's called chain migration, sort of a crude phrase, but that's the way it's used. And he wants to get rid of a lot of things that are now part of our immigration policy. I think even reduce the number of legal immigrants coming to the United States and primarily build the wall. And if Congress will not give him that, and the Democrats have to sign on as well on such a broad-based bill, he's willing to shut down the government. And if that happens, of course, as we approach the midterm election, things are going to get very dicey for the Republicans and President Trump as well. But I think he's willing to risk it.
Got about a minute here. What do you think of the argument? The president's made it. I've heard it elsewhere. I don't dismiss it, that Democrats really don't want a solution to things like DACA, to things like the Dreamers, because they can always use this as a wedge during elections. If the President Trump and Republicans in the Senate and the House are in charge when this gets solved, it takes away that arrow, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. I see that in my classrooms a lot. My very good students, they use the issue of immigration. They want everybody to come here because it's the moral thing to do, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're so kind and good, of course, they want everybody to come here. They don't think about the ramifications of that. But I think that President Trump, as we go into an election season, could have his base. He'll have his strong base. But I think the Republicans as a whole may suffer from that. One quick anecdote: here in Texas, we're having a big U.S. Senate race.
Yes.
Ted Cruz, who's our incumbent Republican U.S. Senator who ran for president, he has some very strong Democratic opposition from a man from El Paso, a congressman by the name of Beto O'Rourke. His real name isn't Beto, B-E-T-O. It's a nickname that he gave himself because it sounded, you know, sort of jazzy. I'm going to change
yeah.
my name to something, too. But anyway, he's given Ted Cruz a real run for his money. They're going to have five big debates, and I don't believe that Ted Cruz would have gone on for the debate
right.
if he was leading his challenger
right.